it's not really a situation anymore where a farmer can just set up a table and expect to see the product fly off. There really is a lot more work that has to be done on the promotion end and just to make sure that everything's working efficiently.
Now, the seminars that are coming up, they're titled Money Matters at the Farmers Market, and they really are focused less on the growing of food and things we often think about with farmers markets, but more on that financial side.
Yes, exactly. So there are really a lot of tools out there that can help farmers manage their farmers market operation so that they can make it as profitable as possible. But a lot of farmers don't have the time to explore those on their own. They might feel a little bit out of their depths. So we're pulling together resources and some different kind of tutorials and talks on a lot of different tools that are available to them.
I've just been talking with people in the past, and there have been some concerns that maybe the farmers market, the trend toward them has peaked a bit. Are you seeing that as well?
Well, we're seeing really strong attendance, and we see a lot of popularity of markets. For farmers and produce, sales have been slumping. There are a lot of factors that we're looking at for them. So, for example, just helping the public understand more how to use the products that are available, get people more interested in cooking, and understand the value of local food. And so, but we do want farmers to realize that this, it does require a lot of effort on their end as well. So we're trying to give them the tools that they need.
And you've already had one set of seminars that took place in February looking at things like marketing and booth design. So really anything that can help spur that type of not only attendance at the markets, but also once people are there to actually take a chance and maybe buy something that they're not familiar with or go to a certain vendor's booth, those types of things can really help be the difference, I would guess, between profit and loss.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not enough to just get people to the market. Sometimes people will just browse or see it as a social event. We want people to understand the value of what they're buying. And so that's something that's a responsibility that falls on the market managers, but it also falls on the individual vendors. And the more that we can all work on boosting our marketing, the more people we can bring in and the more we can support our local economies.
I always think that when it comes to farmers markets, we all have a bit of a nostalgic view of, the small grower who is bringing his produce there and it's fresh. And that is a big part of it. But it's also a business. And if the business isn't working and the people can't make money at it or even support what they're trying to do with the agriculture, then it's just not going to work.
Exactly. I think, farming is kind of a romantic profession for a lot of people. They see it as this, wonderful, exciting venture. But that's a lot of what our organization, the Land Connection, works to do, is to give small farmers and new farmers a lot of solid business training so that they can really make their operations work.
Coming up March 9th is the Money Matters at the Farmers Market, a seminar in Champaign, and then also there'll be one in Springfield on March 23rd, and we'll have the details of those at our website. But can you also walk us through what this seminar, what people will actually learn when they go there, some of the tips that they'll get?
Sure. So at both locations, we'll have representatives of some of the small business support organizations such as Innovate Springfield. We'll have some talks on small business basics that can help farmers out with their market operations. We're also going to be exploring different tools and softwares that are available, such as QuickBooks, Square, PayPal, and just give an overview of what these tools can do and how farmers can use them in a way that they don't seem overwhelming and daunting. We're also going to be offering a lot of resources that can help farmers calculate their marketing costs, for example, at the market, keep a better track of how they're doing financially. And we'll have a really thorough resource packet that's got information about accounting resources, taxes, insurance, and all of these different business areas where our farmers often need guidance.
Do you find a lot of people get into the idea, the business of going and being a vendor at a farmer's market and then just become overwhelmed once they have to deal with the other things you've just mentioned?
I think so. And they don't know where to start. And so that's what we're trying to do, is pull these resources together and give people contacts, give them a sense, too, of how these tools can work for them, what they can ignore so that they can focus on their own work out in the fields, and how they can make these tools work for them.
And Sarah, I did want to save a moment or two here. You're with the Land Connection. Can you talk a bit about your group, what it does on a regular basis?
Sure. So we are a nonprofit over in Champaign, and we're a farmer training organization. We operate the Central Illinois Farm Beginnings course, which is a year-long business planning and mentorship course for new farmers. We also offer a wide range of workshops for sustainable farmers on a range of topics. So it could be business-related, it could be production, and then we also work on farmland preservation. And since 2015, we operate the Tuesday afternoon downtown Champaign Farmers Market, which is what I manage.
That's Sarah Simzian. She's with the Land Connection. She's the Farmers Market Manager. And we're talking again about money matters at the Farmers Market. You can find more details about those seminars. They're taking place both in Champaign and Springfield this month, available at IllinoisEdition.org. Sarah, again, thanks for being with us. I know you've been under the weather, so appreciate you taking a few minutes.
No problem. Thank you so much.